The private military and security contractor Blackwater USA confirms that five of its employees were killed yesterday in Baghdad when a Blackwater helicopter crashed in a Sunni neighborhood. Details are sketchy, but there are reports that it was one of several Blackwater helicopters assisting a VIP ground convoy. According to some accounts, four of the five Americans killed were shot execution style in the back of the head. For some detail on the security work that military contractors do in Iraq, we're joined by Deborah Avant. She's a professor at the George Washington University who studies the privatization of the military. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What can you tell us about Blackwater's contract in Iraq in particular?
Well, Blackwater's been doing a lot of work for the United States in Iraq. In this particular contract, they're providing personal security details for State Department personnel. And that essentially just means that they make sure that people are safe as they move them from place to place. Sometimes they secure buildings and other properties to keep people safe as well.
And as we mentioned, it's not at all clear exactly what happened yesterday, but it would be typical that they might be flying in helicopters with a convoy?
Yes. In fact, earlier in the war, there was a moment in which some Marines were overrun, and Blackwater actually volunteered one of their helicopters to rescue them. So they've flown in helicopters frequently throughout the conflict.
The U.S. ambassador, Zalmay Khalilzad, says that he went to the morgue to view the bodies that traveled with them. It sounds like the connection with the State Department must be quite close.
Yes. I mean, Blackwater, just like when they rescued those Marines earlier in the war, they've often been seen as going above and beyond their contract to help with the military personnel in Iraq.
Let's talk some about the numbers. How many military contractors are there total in Iraq right now?
Well, the Pentagon just did its first census of contractors in Iraq, and that census showed 100,000 contractors working for the Defense Department in Iraq.
And that could mean doing all sorts of things, not necessarily security.
Yeah, something around 30% of them are doing basically logistics work. The census didn't actually break down by job. We only know how many logistics people there are because that contract is more available. But people estimate that as many as 20 or 25,000 and armed personal security personnel are operating in Iraq.
Is there a tension within the military or outside the military about having private contractors do the kind of work that we were talking about, the security detail, flying helicopters, say, with a convoy?
Yes, this has been something of significant concern. Contractors have been doing a lot of work for the U.S. military all through the 1990s. But in Iraq, the kind of work they were doing has just seemed more extreme. Four Blackwater contractors were killed in Fallujah early in the war, their bodies mutilated and hung off a bridge. Contractors were also implicated in the Abu Ghraib prison scandal. And part of the reason why we have the census numbers right now is because Congress actually required that the Pentagon get a hand on how many people were working as contractors in Iraq.
I would imagine that numerically the Pentagon's response would be, given the size of the U.S. military right now, given the size of this operation, there's no way we could do everything ourselves.
Yeah, there's absolutely no indication that the number of contractors is going down. And in fact, President Bush last night asked to increase the size of the military. And I think that this administration would like to do more, not less, with the military. And using contractors is one way in which you can sort of stretch even the numbers you have even further.
Deborah Avant, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Deborah Avant is a professor at the George Washington University and author of the book The Market for Force: The Consequences of Privatizing Security. According to insurance claims on file with the Department of Labor, 770 civilian contractors have died in Iraq since the start of the war. 7,761 have been injured.